So without further ado, I want to welcome Christina Williams to the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Christina, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's good to have you here. And I'd love for you just to kind of tell the audience just quickly your superhero origin story before we jump into Circles NWA, because there's a lot to cover here today.
Yeah. So I actually grew up in Hong Kong, spent my early childhood, 6 years there. And I say that because I think it really connects to kind of where I am now, but spent my kindergarten through fifth grade around a very diverse community, people from so many different countries, so many different backgrounds. And that was just normal for me. And so I kind of had that at the beginning of my life. And then we moved here to Fayetteville, and I graduated from Fayetteville High School and went to school in Greenville, South Carolina at a small liberal arts school called Furman University. Actually, both my parents went there, so followed in their footsteps.
So you're a legacy.
Yes, I am. And it was at Furman where I found my love of sociology. And my parents were really cool and let me study what I was passionate about. Yeah. Sociology just gave me this really new perspective on how to see the world, how to understand kind of some of these problems that we see, and specifically how kind of individual personal challenges connect to bigger social issues. And I find that often, you know, we tend to default to these personal moral character flaws in people to describe why they're, you know, maybe why they don't have a job is because they're lazy, mm-hmm. or why they're in prison is because they're just a bad apple.
Right.
But sociology taught me this new perspective and to ask the question, like, why does it make sense that people are the way they are?
Sure.
To look bigger than just those potential character flaws. And I think that just gave me a real sense of compassion for people and a desire to dig deeper to understand what's going on that we see these patterns, these recurring problems in our community. And sociology also gave me research skills. And so I actually started my career out in market research.
Okay.
And, you know, that taught me how just to learn about people. So how to identify the problem, how to ask good questions, draw insight from data. And so I've always had kind of researcher, question asker mind. And when I was working in the business world, I also had the opportunity to volunteer with a group that had started a business in Northern India. And I was kind of their stateside administrative person because the founders lived in India. And so when they needed, you know, checks deposited, money wired, talked to the bank, I was there. And so because I was doing that work, they invited me and my husband to come over to India, kind of a learning trip. And so we got to go visit. And this visit really, I think, kind of set the trajectory for the next 10 years mm-hmm. of what we've been pursuing. But it's a company that started a business making handbags, really trying to bring into fashion the traditional art of Indian block printing.
Okay.
But they were also specifically set out to employ people that were, they would say, the poorest of the poor. So people with disability, people with living in intense poverty, begging on the streets, people recovering from drug addiction, alcohol. They brought them together, gave them a job. And so you had this really interesting, diverse community of people working together, eating mm-hmm. together, building community together. And it was just the most beautiful, impactful experience I think we had had. And we came back from that trip, like, how do we find this here in Northwest Arkansas?
Yeah.
And obviously, Fayetteville is very different than India.
Sure.
There's not just like swaths of people everywhere. And so we were kind of at a loss at first of like, where do we even go to find this? And specifically to be around people that have had a very different experience of Northwest Arkansas than we've had.
Right.
And so, you know, we knew that there was a lot of different community meals, soup kitchens. And so that's where we started out. We went and started eating lunch at the soup kitchens.
Okay.
We would go stand in line with people. We would go through the line with people. And you know, that was a new experience for me. I'd always been on the other side serving the meal.
Right.
And so that was, you know, if I'm honest, that was really hard.
Yeah.
Kind of embarrassing to have to be on the other side. But we would do that. We sit down and eat with people, get to know them, hear their stories. And over time, we built real friendship with people. And then we started having people into our home. We do our annual, for many, many years, we did our annual Friendsgiving.
Okay.
We would clear out all the furniture in the house and set up one long weaving table throughout the house and then just invite all sorts of people from the community, people experiencing poverty and homelessness, people from middle upper class, international students, just all sorts of people. And we would just eat together for Thanksgiving. And it was a really, really beautiful thing. And I think the thing that was still kind of gnawing at me, though, at the time is like, man, I've built these friendships. I built this community, but I'm still not seeing my friends, my community members, be able to move up and out of poverty.
Sure.
So I don't want to just be friends. I want to like see them better their life. I know they have dreams and ambitions. And at the same time, during this time, I went back to school at the University of Arkansas, got my master's in sociology.
Okay.
And it was during that time that I became really enamored with this concept of social capital. So social capital being, you know, the people, the connections, the networks that you have that have value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we often use our social capital to get access to jobs. So like, hey, will you pass my resume to your uncle who works at that company I want to work for? Or like, hey, I need to get those medical records from the hospital and like, it's just not happening. So I'm going to call my friend who's on the board of the hospital and they get it taken care of like that.
Right, right.
You know, so like that social capital, even when we're just venting to a friend, we're using the value of these relationships, things we don't have to pay for because we know people. And I was like, man, this is really, really valuable, but it's also a really untapped resource when we're thinking about poverty, that a lot of people who experience poverty don't have those kind of connections, don't have the opportunities and resources that come with that.
Right.
And so, you know, my husband was working at a church at that time, and I would go every Sunday and just look around this big auditorium. Man, there's so much social capital in this room. Like, what could happen if we were aware of that and if we could leverage that for the good of other people in our community? And so fast forward a little bit to 2018, and my husband and I decided that we were going to try to design a program that tapped into this valuable resource of social capital. And so we designed something called Life Teams. And another thing we had learned from our trip to India was just the value of leadership mm-hmm. among people that maybe wouldn't normally be thought of leaders. So in that community, they were raising up local leadership to lead this initiative. And so kind of taking that social capital and that leadership piece, the program was designed to center leadership of people who are experiencing poverty. So they were the team leader. And then we surrounded them with people in the community who came from more probably middle upper income backgrounds that were there to support them, walk alongside them, and help them with the goals that they were setting.
Sure.
And so we piloted that for a year. And then after that, kind of took a step back and said, you know, what worked? What are we missing? And there was a lot of really good things, but we knew we were missing a lot. And so instead of trying to just, you know, take years and years to create and refine things, we decided to say, what maybe already exists out there nationally? And so we looked around, looked at a lot of different things and found Circles USA, which is a national organization that's been around for over 20 years now. And they have Circle chapters across 80 communities in the US and Canada. And so we decided to partner with them and bring a chapter of Circles here to Northwest Arkansas as Circles NWA. And it's the first in the state of Arkansas.
Wow.